Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast, along with my sons, Kellen Garingan, and I am Todd Fox, and together we are the Foxed In Sports Podcast, and we'd like to welcome all of our friends, family, and yes, I forgot to say last week, but even those foes, we got many, many foes out there. We'd like to welcome you as well, so to our 100, and what is this, 18th, 19th, what is it?
Yep.
Podcast, yep. So that's just the ones we've been keeping track of. So we would like to we'll let everyone know we appreciate you listening to us. So it's been a while since all four of us were together, I guess. I know last week it was me and Garrett and Gannon. Kellen, what have you been up to the last several weeks? Haven't seen you on the podcast. What are you looking at, Garrett?
You know, I do.
You act like this guy does anything. Like,
yeah. Huh? You know, I work. Then I work.
Yeah, you work.
Then I go to sleep. I wake up. I work. Yeah. And I work and I go to sleep. You know, I do that about 5 days a week. Then there's one morning, you know, I chill a little bit. Then I go to work. Then I go to sleep. Then I go to church. I nap. Go to sleep again for the night. Then you repeat.
And then what?
Then you repeat.
Exactly. It's Groundhog's Day every day.
You know, about 60, 70 hours every week.
I don't know what the heck that means, but.
You haven't seen the show. That's why. Watch the movie with Bill Murray, Groundhog Day.
I thought you did.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
Bill
I know.
Murray.
You won't. You won't, huh?
I thought you weren't a big Bill Murray fan.
I'm not, but that's a good movie though.
It's so kinda, you are.
I'm not. It's in a sense, it's kind of like you know how I like time travel movies. Kind of not really time travel, but you're going in the back, to, you know, change something each day, and it's been pretty interesting. So.
Very I'm still nice. Waiting on that time travel Liam Neeson movie.
Nah, I know it.
Yeah, whatever. All right. And then, Garrett, you moved this past weekend, so you are now live from where?
Springfield, Missouri. I'm here in Springfield, Missouri, Todd. We're just out the battlefield, and, you know, we're rocking with the fans out here, you know?
Good for you. So we got, and then Gannon's in Arkansas. So all four of us are in a different state. That's wild. Wild, wild, wild. Crazy stuff, right?
Well, yeah, we're live from four different states, but we got listeners from all 50. It's just crazy.
Well, we do, yeah. And we've got some from overseas as well. We'd like to say thank you to those folks. You know, someday we're going to figure out a way to do this live on YouTube. I don't know how. I mean, I know how to do it, but I don't know how we would get all the other stuff on there, the beginning of it. So that is the plan at some point, is to go live. That's not today, but at some point. That'd be fun.
Not what? Not today? What?
Yeah, not today, Garrett. Thank you. Garrett's got his Masters shirt on, and we're not going to talk about the Masters because Kellen just said a few minutes ago that he doesn't care, and he would not watch it even if you gave him $4,000, which I think I call a little shenanigans on that.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, I'll call him a little bit of baloney on it.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a good Masters tournament. Congratulations to Scotty Scheffler. Scheffler, how do you say his name?
Scheffler, yeah.
Scheffler. Does his wife have the baby yet?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of? All right.
As of April 15th. Yes. 7:15 p.m.
2024.
Forgot
the year.
True. Yeah, true.
All right, so we are going to talk about some NBA action going on. I know the Thunder secured the number one seed. And we'll talk about a lot of stuff, but how do you feel about them being the number one seed?
Best team in the West.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels we good. Deserved it.
We're it's like crazy to see we're the youngest team ever.
We're the youngest ever, yes.
By like 2 years of average, which is.
Really? I didn't know that. I just heard him say the youngest.
The youngest right above us was 25 and a half, and we're at like 23 and a half.
But yeah. You know what happened to the other top five youngest teams? They all lost in the conference championship, including
if we make it to the conference championship, though.
Oh, yeah, but I think that's including – I think it's the 2013-14 Thunder, I think. I think it was that one.
I believe it.
It was one of them, but I'm pretty sure that was the year.
All right, so here's a quick question: how do you think this team would stack up against our best team from with?
We'd get Harden smoked. Honestly,
do you think so?
No, we would beat them for sure.
Wow.
Oh, this is a good little debate here. You think Chet,
J-Dub. Like, well, I'm thinking Chet defensively is better than anything we had back. I'm assuming you're meaning Serge Ibaka? A decade ago. Ibaka would get blocks.
But no, but here's the thing. I think defensively, we have the better all-around Ibaka team right now. Defender. But we also, but that team had one of the greatest players we have ever seen, and that was prime Kevin Durant.
Yeah, like, I agree.
That man was incredible.
Back then, that's where Shea's at in a sense right now. Like, he was still. Now, obviously, I'm not comparing and saying he's better, but in a way, if we look back a decade from now, we'll be like, yeah, Shea was one of the best players we've ever seen.
No, he was. And I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, like, that. It's hard to say with that Kevin Durant, it's hard to say anything.
True. Yes. But I think Westbrook becomes almost like. He would become a lot less of a factor than he was if he played this kind of team. We would lock down.
I mean, he would still be great, but that wasn't even prime Westbrook.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Keep in mind, he'd be the second option, and whenever you're that talented of a second option, at that point in time, not even Dort's keeping up with him. Shea's not keeping up with him. Like, he was the fastest player in the NBA. He was the most explosive player in the NBA.
Speed barely means jack on an NBA court.
Yes, it does. That's what makes Shea so good. Is he's so quick. So quick.
No, he's not quick at all, and he doesn't play quick at all. He's very.
Whenever he gets downhill, he sure does.
Different. The reason
that's what Russell Westbrook's good.
The reason his speed is impressive is because he can stop so much quicker.
Yeah, Russell just jump over you.
He didn't need to stop.
Yeah, I take Jalen Williams right now over any Westbrook that played with Durant.
Yes, 100%.
I'm not saying he's better, but if you're wanting to win a championship,
he is better.
He's a piece that's going to work with the team better and bring you higher in the playoffs. Is different.
I'm taking
he's going to rise.
You're also like four.
And Westbrook never wants
to win this time.
That's fair, but
I'm taking that team 4-2, 4-2 in a series.
I'm taking 4-3. I think it's a 7-game, but I think 24. OKC 24.
I think Shea. I still think Kevin Durant was better, but Shea hasn't hit that level yet. Shea has the opportunity. I'm not going to say be better, but I think this is a better overall round team.
If he keeps this trajectory, he'll be the best Thunder Thunder history.
Easily. No, I agree. Yeah. I agree with that 100%. I agree.
If he stays.
And that's – you're right. That's the whole
– That's the reason I think Westbrook's still the best is because he stayed.
Kevin Durant was the best player. Westbrook was the best Thunder player.
Thunder.
It's hard to explain. But Kevin Durant was the best player.
Kevin Durant was the best basketball player, but Westbrook
gave us everything. Westbrook stayed until it was too late for him to really do anything.
But I understand.
Shea'll beat out both.
I understand that, yeah.
He can if he stays.
He was the most beloved by all the fans and all that, for sure, obviously.
I mean, Westbrook. The most loyal. Like, once he left, we all were like, he needs to leave. Like, he's not going to ever accomplish anything here at this point. Right. Once Paul George got traded, we all knew it was coming.
But, he did it the right way.
It was sad. But we knew it was time. Nobody blamed him. And
I'll never forget, like, that was when Gannon, you guys were all moving back here. I was already here. And that was like the day, right? Whenever Paul George announced that he was,
and we dumped him and Westbrook traded within like one day of each other, if not the same day. Like,
they knew. I woke up to the phone just going nuts with all that Paul George stuff. And Gannon was, I texted him. He's in the airport in North Carolina, and he was ticked. Which I don't blame him. But it's amazing four years later. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say we didn't trade Westbrook until I got back to North Carolina after we were looking at houses.
Is that what it was? Okay. Well,
what do you think was worse? That series of events with, like, Paul George getting traded, so we all knew in the back of our mind what was next, or Harden leaving? Nah, we know Kevin Durant. Like, I'm not even going to – Harden. Because
we didn't get Jack for him.
And that kind of fell out of nowhere.
We got Jeremy Lamb. What do you mean?
That fell out of nowhere.
Hey, I think it was Kevin Durant, but he said Jeremy Lamb was the most underrated basketball player he's ever played with.
Well.
Wait, no, not Durant, because they didn't play together. Somebody said Jeremy Lamb was the most underrated player they've ever played with.
Probably his mom, brother, or something.
No, because. Well, no, I guess you would be right. Yeah. Yeah, he
would have played with him, I think.
No, we didn't get anything for for him. And we didn't obviously didn't get anything for Durant either. I always wondered like what could or would we have gotten for Durant. But to your point, you guys remember where we were at, right? Whenever Harden got traded.
Notre Dame. We were walking out. We just got smoked by Notre Dame. We're all freezing our buns off, and the process of being smoked by Notre Dame was being finished as we were leaving, and we're behind the Sports Animals dudes, and we could hear them talking about
Trevor,
it. They were like
Trevor
sprinting out their truck. That was terrible.
Yeah,
terrible. That was cool.
I remember you like kind of yelled it out first in the stands. And then you can see if you
everybody
guys
started
like,
looking at their phone.
That's
I think
big,
that's when everybody's like, all right,
knows. And
yeah. Adam Schefter told me or somebody. I don't know.
Well, I really think that was the straw that was like, all right, everybody left. It was like, you know, we're not going to win this game. The worst news just happened.
Harden's gone.
Well, and they obviously at the time we didn't know Harden was going to be Harden the way
we knew he was pretty special.
But. Yeah, we knew he was good, but we didn't know he was like that
there was
good
the beards time. All over town.
100%. And you know what? I mean, they could have paid him easily. I don't know.
Anyways, back to current.
Gary.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, we're just getting way off topic, but I would say
you're right.
I think we're the best team in the West. I think match up. Oh, yeah. I think we match up very well with any team other than the Lakers, but I still think we beat them in a 7-game series.
All right, but if you think we're the best team in the West, do you think we're the best team in the NBA?
No. I think...
I think if you say the best in the West, we are.
Because the West is way more competitive than the East.
No, you're right in that sense, but, dude, Boston's good.
The only chance Boston's going to have is the fact that they're probably not going to go 7 games every series. They're gonna be more rested going into the finals than anybody.
I don't know. They might play Miami first round.
Okay, but even if that's first round,
they always find a way to drop in the playoffs. Every year it's like, I know last year, but man, they were really good this year. And always.
The only thing is the West is so much stronger. The West is so much stronger.
We've been tested more.
But I don't know why Boston I don't know why Boston wouldn't make it to the finals. There's no competition.
Well, they might make it, but it's like any sport. Like you've seen, I'm thinking of the Champions League specifically. Neymar was in Paris, like stacked team, but it's because they weren't trained against those top teams that they would lose like the Champions League matches and everything. It's
which
like,
is fair. I just
teams like us
hope,
in Denver
got to hope no
in
Dallas Cowboys.
This is nothing for us. Yeah,
it's like the Dallas Cowboys always beat up on the bad teams.
Yeah, and they probably will make it at least the conference finals. At least Boston. They should make the finals. I think they'll get an actual test, in the finals after they get beat up a little bit.
All right, so here's a quick question. If you're the Lakers, if the Lakers win against New Orleans tomorrow, Lakers play Denver. If you're the Lakers, do you try to throw that game so you can play against the Thunder? That's a question I saw today on one of the Sports shows.
No, because then they got to play again.
You're right. Because then they got to play the winner of the Warriors and Kings, which both of those games are tomorrow night.
And they get beat by the Warriors all the time.
But the guy said, like, even though it does sound like a dumb question, like, realistically, if you weigh your pros versus your cons, pro is you have a lot better chance of actually making it past the first round and even the second round. Con is you're probably getting knocked out the first round
if you play if you win
if you win
the,
not, yeah but like
you can't
why you're probably getting swept
by that logic why delay the inevitable
level.
Yeah
true
no I know but like again like I wouldn't but
the right mentality is to say like I'm gonna win this game that's all I'm worried about is this game right here and I'm gonna win the next one whenever that comes about you. If you're thinking, now I don't know if they are, but let's say the Lakers were actually like, well, do we want to try to lose this or win this? They're already out of it, regardless of what like Kellen said. The inevitable is they're going to lose. Whether it might even be the plan if they're thinking that way.
I just think
the
Warriors could smoke them
easily. To throw a game.
The Warriors have smoked them.
Yeah,
this year.
And also the plan is still a playoff game. Even if you're like, we have a better shot, like we can beat this play-in team. Like you never know, dude. Like those guys can go off in any given night. I don't know. I think it'd be dumb to.
But I mean, they'd get
consider
toasted.
Losing this game on purpose.
Anthony Davis can't do anything against Jokic. Jokic just.
I think
he can play lockdown defense on Jokic for 20 seconds, and then Jokic just.
Yeah.
And
yeah, facts.
Davis is just laughing because he's like, "There's literally nothing else he can do."
Yeah.
Who do you guys want to play then? Because I don't care who we play.
Personally, I'd rather the Lakers win, and then we play, you know, either Sacramento, Golden State,
Sacramento,
or New Orleans. New Orleans, there's some bad matches there too.
I would rather do New Orleans because Brandon Ingram might not even play.
I would not want to play New Orleans though because they match up well. I would love to play Golden State because they have been talking all this mess for all season. And it's like
I would love to beat Golden State, but keep in mind, great. Saying New Orleans matches up well with us. Yeah, they've gotten a lot better this year, mainly because Zion's actually played. But dude, we beat them last year in the play-in, and we're much better. I have no worry about beating them.
I just think they might beat us up a little bit for round two, is what I'm thinking at least. But I do think we can beat any of them. We could be any of them in five, I think. A sweep is a bit of a stretch, but...
Sure. Well, realistically, who do you think has the best shot if Boston doesn't go in the East? Of all these other teams, who do you think realistically would have that best shot?
I think Orlando, honestly.
Really?
I was going to say, sadly, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Joel's. Have they lost a game since Joel came back? I don't know if they have.
I don't know how long he's been back. They're 8-2 in the last 10 games.
Yeah, so I think
his first game was against us, of course. Yes.
I would say Cleveland actually.
What?
Really?
Yeah, I think Cleveland have the best shot.
I want to say Knicks because Brunson's going crazy, but we know they're not going to do anything.
I would love to say the Knicks, but I don't see that happening.
Brunson's overrated, so.
I mean, he's going crazy.
Luka's going crazy. Luka's overrated too, but
true.
So, who do you think's the playoff roster? As far as like who's going to get, obviously we know who's going to get the most minutes. But what I mean by that is
same starters.
How deep
obviously,
do you think he goes? Nine.
He can go.
Say it again.
Honestly, I think he can go 10 deep.
Who?
I mean, you got your five, which we. Shea, Giddy, Dort, J-Dub, Chet. I think you'll have Joe as the six. You have Jalen Williams. Yeah. You'll have
Wiggins
for sure because he's come on very late. Gordon Hayward will get some minutes maybe. And I can see Kendrick getting some minutes too.
Did you say Wallace or no?
Ooh, Kaysen, yeah.
Okay. See, that's the thing.
No, he'll definitely get some.
I don't know if I will see Hayward much at all, but I think Kaysen will
I don't know.
A decent bit, yeah.
I could see him just because of experience. Just he might not do anything, but he's going to be out there. Level That's why they got him.
Body.
Yeah.
No, I think it'll be pretty simple. I mean, we got the best head coach in the league, so
he got the coach of the year from his peers, right? All the peers voted for him. I think it's what I heard, and there's a different one coming.
It's
got to
be
like
on.
The,
it's on lock. There's no way.
Yeah. What? I did not know that.
If it's not him for the media, like the normal one.
Yeah. This wasn't the media. I think
they're smoking crack, then I'll tell you that.
It's like all the, it's the other coaches of the league. Yeah.
No, but yeah, but if he doesn't win it, like it's. There's.
Hey, here's the thing, though. Do we really, like, I'd kind of love to see Mark go, like, what he does if he doesn't, you know? Like, oh.
Get him a little.
Fire Mark up. I dare you. I dare you.
I want to see him pull a Kanye. He gets up on stage. Everybody wanted to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Who else would win it? I mean, who else
Doc Rivers been doing pretty good.
Oh, dude, clown.
He's 15-15 since he came there.
The next coach, I'm trying to think of his name.
Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau. He might be one.
If he ever get it, dude, that'd be horrible.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I don't know.
I can't remember, but
who's Minnesota's coach?
Oh, he's definitely up there. Yeah,
he's got to be
Finch.
Up there.
I think Mark is easily like
no. Mark will do it because we
you
got
ever
the one
hear
seed.
His name from sure. somebody that like is like what I would say like an actual. Person that knows basketball, they're always just like, he is like he's something else.
What about Shea? Is he going to win the MVP?
Nope.
Yep.
Do you want to know my argument for why he should compared to who is the other guys? Just let
lay
me
it
know
on
who,
me.
Just let me know who you think. Who are the other contenders?
Jokic. That's it.
Jokic. Who else?
No. He's going to win.
Some people say
Anthony Edwards, you know.
Anthony Edwards. Okay. Think about what they all have. What does Jokic have? He has an older team. He's got Murray or whatever his name is. He's got Porter. He's got Aaron Gordon. Then you got Luka. He's got a good team, plus Kyrie. You got Giannis. He's got Dame and a team that's been around him for a while. I don't know what the other name you said was. Probably irrelevant. What is Shea leading? The youngest team you've ever seen
in NBA history to be the number one.
He's leading guys with no experience.
Yeah.
And they're all playing well. It's not just Shea, but like he has
got
the least experience around him, and he's out here like lighting it up. There, he is the most valuable player. He's gone, we fall apart. Those other teams are not going to be great, but like they've got more experience.
We have the lowest winning percentage. Like if it's like without Shea, it's like 20% or 18%.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And then the Nuggets without Jokic and Dallas that Luka are all high.
Now none of those teams are winning the finals without those guys, but like they can still win games. Like Shea, if you go by most valuable player, he is the most valuable. That doesn't even always have to mean the greatest. I still think he's the best player in the league, but he's winning.
Yeah. We've got the third best odds to win the championship. Third best going into it.
Nuggets.
Boston and Denver.
Keep sleeping on us, baby. Keep sleeping.
I can't wait to see.
Dude, what happened to Garrett? He went to Missouri and is crazy.
What is that?
Look at you, man.
What do you mean?
You've changed.
I'm just saying, keep sleeping on us. What? I mean, we're just taking stray shots out here.
You have like a light going on? What's going on over there? Like some kind of.
Yeah, I'm actually watching the WNBA draft right now.
You are, aren't you?
Why would I lie?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's like you and dadgum, you got a disco party going on.
All right, I'll turn it off. My bad. Man.
Jeez. No, I just didn't know. I didn't know what was going on. I thought you all were. Anyway. But Thunder. Here's what's crazy is I got at work this morning at 6 a.m. because I get up real early, you know, and I'm always tired.
Don't be one of those guys. Man. Don't. Yeah.
But anyway. I turned on the TV, got my coffee, but they were saying the tickets came out today to make sure you got on at 10 a.m. They had some for, I think they said $20 up in Loud City, right? I completely forgot and looked at it about 2:30, and they're all like $120, $160. I'm like, I don't think so.
It's really not that bad. I thought you were going to say like $500.
No, I'm not. No, I didn't buy any of them. Heck
I think
no.
You heard that story from Mom because she told that to me about 5 minutes before we started this thing.
She said she looked also, but she looked earlier than I did. But anyway, is what it is.
No, she said that all four games are sold out within a few minutes.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Anyway, yeah, I bought 5 tickets to the Oklahoma Sooner spring game, and it's supposed to dig and be 70% chance of rain, 59 degrees, so you know it'll be colder than that. I'm like, what the heck?
Well, you know, we were going to do a giveaway, but Dad's doing a great job selling them, so, you know.
Giveaway? What are you talking about? Huh?
Yeah, 5 spring tickets you ain't using, so.
Yeah, so, those who want to comment and pick a number between 1 and 100, closest people to it will possibly win some tickets, possibly.
And also let us know, who do you think would have won between this year's Thunder and the 2013-14 Thunder?
I'll agree 100%, but I think it would be, I think we're a better team.
Switching
also
gears.
Think about this. One last thing. Coaching matchup, Mark blows him out of the water. Like, that is like.
Scott Brooks? Anyways. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, bro. He looks like a like a high school coach out there compared to Mark, dude.
That's got no clue what's going on.
You're talking to me? I have no clue.
Look at
this guy.
Hey, I'm just trying to add some personality here, man.
Okay.
Like I was going to say, switching gears.
Switch some gears there, buddy.
USA announced their Olympic roster, at least nobody 11 cared. Of the 12. I care, you know. I'm a man of my country, so.
Shay's on Canada, so.
Yeah, thanks for that. LeBron James, obviously. Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Bam Adebayo, and Tyrese Halliburton. Very quick thing. I think it's probably one of the best we could have done. Only bad thing, they're all like 33 and over for the most part. So like, I don't understand that at all, because we're going to go into the next one with zero Olympic experience besides maybe Anthony Edwards, Tyrese. And then I doubt Bam would still be there, because you'll have I think Chet would take a spot, and then you'll have some other guys, you know. Anyways, I just think it was a mistake to have every single player, for the most part, that's a veteran.
But who else would you really throw in there? If you think about it, all the best players in the NBA are not from the United States.
You're right.
We have Embiid.
Yeah, he switched.
Yeah, that's baloney.
It is baloney. I mean, that's good for us. It's great for us. Yeah.
I would really not have him, dude. Yeah, but would you rather have Anthony Davis starting?
Yes.
We'd for sure get smoked. You need to have Anthony Davis and LeBron coming off the bench. You have Embiid out. I don't like Embiid either, but if we want to win, you got to have Embiid in the middle and keep the ball in Anthony Edwards' hands. That guy will win it for us.
Dude, Anthony Edwards is insane.
One of the most overrated basketball players of all time.
Got a cloud over here. Cloud alert.
I'm not saying he's comparable to Shea, but you know, like some people say, but you know
I'm
he's
not comparing.
Yeah, but that's probably why you hate him.
He's better than Luka. He's better than
so
Luka.
Overrated.
He's just explosive.
That's just.
He's like Ja, but if Ja didn't do
play defense and could score. Yeah.
No, I understand. You get the ball in his hands, it's going to be looking like Michael Jordan out there in the Olympics.
I will tell
not,
you.
He is not like that.
What I'm kind of excited about. A lot of these players playing is the fact that they're older than the NBA season next year. They'll be hopefully a little bit tired from playing a lot. And maybe it gives us an edge up next year. We'll see.
I mean, keep in mind, most of our guys are still going to be playing for different countries. But
I agree with that, but I'm just saying, though, they're younger, though, as well. So, what else, Garrett? Since you like to switch gears on us, what else you got?
Yeah, let me go ahead and check what I got here. Jamal Murray said that him and Jokic were the best duo in the NBA. Here are some other people that the Sports Center decided to toss on there. LeBron and AD.
Nope, not them though.
Luka and Kyrie.
Better.
Not better, no.
Katie and Booker.
No.
Should be better,
PG
but
and Kawhi.
No.
They don't ever play.
Dame and Giannis.
Nah.
Dame's falling off.
Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
They're good, yeah.
Jimmy and Bam. Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo.
If they're not like the worst.
DeMontis Sabonis. De'Aaron Fox.
No shot.
What?
And they, for some reason, just for whatever reason, left off the Oklahoma City duo. That makes zero sense to me.
Yeah, how will they not get our guys?
What's considered the duo on our team?
Oh, it's got to be J-Dub.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, I think those two. J-Dub's the second.
I think you could make an argument for Chet. Being the center. But
J-Dub's the second best player on that team, hands down.
No, I agree 100%. I agree with he is the second best on the team. But
and it could just be that extra year of experience sets him a little bit past Chet. But, like, he is ridiculous. He was a steal.
I don't know if you guys have heard it, but J.J. Redick and LeBron, it wasn't recorded on the podcast, but they were talking before their podcast, and they were saying he's insane, and he's going to be an absolute – he's already a superstar, but he's going to be insane player in a couple years. They said he doesn't have a single hole in his game. He is good at everything and great at a good amount of things as well. And it's only going to get better.
I just hope he doesn't turn into like a Brunson or a Harden situation where he wants to go be the number one somewhere.
Oh,
let's hear it, Gannon. I will stop watching basketball.
There's nothing.
I can't take any more heartbreak.
But I do really despise how much anytime something good about.
Because it's not, we've been there, Gannon.
Like, man, I hope it's not there. It's like, dude, just.
I know you were 6 years old when we lost Harden. Like, you were 8 when we lost Durant.
That's like when he just got out of his diapers and stuff. Like, yeah, I mean, he doesn't remember that.
He just started wearing his underwear normal size, took off the Spider-Man costume.
It ruins it.
But no, Kellen, I agree. Yeah, I would be upset.
I will stop watching basketball.
Well,
it's okay, though. We'll still have Josh Giddey.
I think winning will cure some of that, but also, like, we got to win a championship.
Money.
That can help cure it, but at the same
time. Why would he turn down a max contract?
Right. Well, unless he were able to get the max. If he were able to get it and get traded or whatever. I mean, those guys do that stuff all the time. But I'll worry about that when it happens. They seem to be a really good, talented team. They are a good, talented team. They seem to all get along. I think there was some inner friction with all those other guys, back in whatever, 10, 12 years ago, however long that was, because they all wanted to be the guy, I think. And here, I mean, it's Shea's the guy, but I'm telling you, these like Chet and J-Dub are right there with him. And I think it's the triplets, man. It's like the Dallas Cowboys triplets. This is a different version of them in basketball, obviously.
I feel like Chet's got a little ways to go before he's
I will tell you what, I'm impressed that he played 82 games this year. After last year, he played every single game, which
props
is pretty
to him
very
on that.
Impressive. Yes, exactly. So I give him that. He's going to get better. He's definitely going to get better for sure. I think he'll put a little bit of muscle on. And again, we'll figure it out in the. Go ahead, Garrett.
Well, I was just going to say you to the point of putting muscle on. Look at J-Dub last year to this year.
Yep.
That dude put on like 25 pounds of muscle. Granted, totally different body style type. I get that. But do whatever he did and add yourself 15 pounds even, and you're going to be a completely different player.
Right. And I mean, again, in the offseason, Presti will get, he'll do, I'm assuming he'll do something to bring another big in. And that's a good, let's talk about that real quick, because I sent you guys that message the other day. Was it Yahoo or whatever that said, Edie would be like a possibility. You guys were all no way. And then Gannon, you said you were talking about the Connecticut guy, right?
He's going number one, so I don't think he's an option.
Who?
Klingon.
Is that who'd you say, Gannon, in that email or text? I can't remember.
From Brooklyn. He's already there. He would be a, like, we would be have zero like flaw in our team, basically, if we had him.
Minus scoring, but yeah. We don't need that from our second center.
Or no, I'm saying like our team wouldn't have any flaws because he would fill our little gaps.
Is it a possibility or not?
Well, I mean, we could get him, but I don't know if we will.
Yeah. Is there anybody in the draft you would want? So you're telling me you guys would definitely not want Zach Edey. Is that what you're saying? And tell the listeners why.
I mean, I'd take a second rounder on him. I'd prefer Caitlin Clark over Zach Edey, for just being honest. But, you know, no, Zach Edey's he's a bum. Like, he makes the poorest decisions. You just watch the championship game. He gets double teamed and he couldn't even hit a normal overhead chest pass. Like, it's insane that he's so one dimensional being offensively, just shoving a guy around and getting to the board or the backboard, and then defensively just sitting in the paint waiting for someone to come at him. Like, nah, he's terrible.
No. Gannon? No.
I mean, I think it'll translate fine. I just wouldn't really care. I'd rather not have him and have somebody develop in that spot, because I don't think he'll be anything worthwhile for a team like we have.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, what else? What do you guys got? Anything?
Yeah, that's all I got, you know.
I've got a question for you. Ready? Give me the top five fast food restaurants that if you never ate there again, so basically they would vanish. Who are the, what are the top five restaurants you'd be like, I don't care if they don't, if they, if, you know, we don't
Hardee's,
want anybody
Long
to close
John
their doors.
Silver's and
okay, Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's is for sure.
Okay.
Hardee's.
Zaxby's.
Hardee's.
Burger King.
Burger. Good one.
Zaxby's can stay. So I don't know what you're talking about.
It's trash. Or just go to Kane.
In-N-Out.
No,
like
no.
That. Hey, no. Hey, I'm a fan there. I like
Thank
that.
You. Hey.
I like that.
Up top.
Never been, so I don't. I'll be indifferent
That's
if
good.
They disappear.
It's not good. Good.
We have four, right?
I named my five.
Hey. What about Subway or?
Oh, Subway can kick rocks.
Yeah, I'd say Subway. well. I don't know, Arby's, dude.
If you don't like Subway, that's your fault. Hey, you get to make the sandwich.
Arby's. pretty good.
I keep Arby's.
Who the heck is Arby's?
All right, whatever. What's okay?
Throw Arby's.
Why is Long John Silver's? Because it's so dirty.
Do we need to explain?
Fish.
First off, I love fish. But I agree with you. Like, it's like Taco Bueno. Like, I don't know what happened in the last 25 years or whatever, but they stink. They are so dirty.
Seafood. Nobody wants that. They pay their employees probably $5 an hour because they get one customer a day.
No, I agree with you. I know what you're saying. Taco Casa is incredible.
Yeah, I don't know how they stay in business.
Money laundering.
What about Kentucky Fried Chicken? Anybody like that? No?
Yeah, I could throw down some KFC.
It's good, but I'd be indifferent because I don't go there.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah. But, like, I'm not going to throw it over.
Get rid of Schlotzky's.
Dude, Schlotzky sucks.
I went
that's
I
like
there
the,
one time, and it was
that's
before.
The, like,
I went there one the time. Fast,
go ahead. That's the fast. That's the fast food of Cheesecake Factory. You got way too many options, and you don't even know how to make one of them.
I feel like you saw that somewhere the way you were ready to say that five times. But
he's been holding that one. Man.
I've been holding it in, guys.
I've been there one time. It was at the Oklahoma City airport before a 12-hour flight to Ecuador. Speaking of holding it in, I was about to die on that flight with that Schlotzky.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
You know what he means. Knock it off, man. Grief, dude. So.
Stop!
Who? Oh, yeah.
Usain Bolt.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I know coming up, like next week and all, we're going to need to talk about the NFL draft.
Yeah, but that's being said. That's
what?
We'll already have a playoff game under our belt knowing who we're playing, too. So.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. We got. That's a glorious thing about the Fox Den Sports podcast. You got so many different things you can listen to. We could have one, you know, Thunder podcast. We could do an NFL podcast. Get a little bit of Lance on there with you. His the New England Patriots insider, Garrett's roommate.
The Victor Wembanyama insider.
Yeah, for sure. So you real quick, Gannon, you're busting my chops before about my shirt, right? It's a pretty snazzy looking shirt, though, right? You got to admit.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm just.
Well,
is that an American flag feather? Like, what? I don't understand.
You know, can't tell if it's tribal, if it's
I don't know.
Hawaiian.
All I know
is. Are you allowed to wear that?
I'm styling and profiling. That's all I got to say. You know?
Yeah, Dad's been keeping that one in, too.
Oh, I've been holding that in. Ooh, I got to say that. Goons. Kellen? You gonna be able to be on next week? Do you know yet? We'll see.
I'll know Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right, Gannon. When do you get out of school, Gannon? Here, a couple weeks.
Two and a half weeks. Yeah.
So I got to get your car between that time. You want us to wait on you, or you want us to, if we see something, nab it?
I trust. I'm not worried. Well, I trust Mom maybe more, but.
What's that mean?
She'll spend a little bit more money.
That's not what I meant, but that is funny.
Okay, but what if it hits the fan? Who are you gonna call?
That's Dad's go-to because he knows. Other than that, we ain't.
You're never calling me. Yeah, true.
I called Dad. What was it last week? And you were like, "What? What's wrong?" And I was like, "I was just calling." He's like, "You okay?"
Like, yeah. And then Dad's kid says, "Yeah." He's like. All right, see ya.
No. Yeah, it's just weird. Because I was like,
weird to get a call. Anyways, yeah.
It is what it is. All right. You guys got anything else? I think that's all we've got for now. The Fox Den Sports Podcast would love
Wait.
Are you serious?
All right, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot what I was supposed to say, so yeah.
Yeah, good job. Fox Den Sports Podcast would like to let everyone know we appreciate you listening to our podcast, and you can watch it on YouTube. So take a look on YouTube, subscribe to it, comment, email us, whatever you got to do. We're on Instagram at Fox Den Sports Podcast. Is that what it is?
Yep.
You're in charge of that. You don't even have any of the password anymore. We're on Facebook at Fox Den Sports Podcast, Twitter, same thing. Email us at Fox Den Sports Podcast at yahoo.com. A lot of different ways to get a hold of us.
Twitter's just Fox Den Sports.
Fox Den Sports, okay. And you're in charge of that?
Yeah.
And what are you in charge of?
I favorite a lot of things on there.
Hey, again, once again, let us know in the comments.
Yes.
Old OKC? Shut up. Old OKC? Current OKC, who's winning?
I agree.
Who or if you think is neither, winning? Is there a better OKC team? You know, Russ is MVP. Year, OKC. You know?
No shot. No way.
Hey, that was like right. The same animal but a different beast. I'll just let you know that.
I will let everyone know that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe. Be savage and not average.
And remember to join the Skulk.
And until next time,
goodbye, everybody.
That was rough. Enjoy. See y'all till next time. Boomer.